Welcome back to Smart Talk with Anita Finley. First on the spit today, I want to know if airlines have turned into the meatpacking industry, because my last trip, they changed my flight number, the flight time, the airline, and the terminal. And they forgot to tell me. Oh, no, Miss Finley, we sent you an email. Really? The treatment passengers get is so crappy, they may as well just slap a barcode on my head and scan me on through. But don't touch my junk. Miss Finley, we need to put our hands on you. I'm very open, so I almost lifted my sweater over their head and they said, oh no, Miss Finley, no, no, don't do that. So I guess they like to touch my junk. I don't understand it.
This is the Jerry Doyle Show.
I have to ask you, were you the young or the restless or both?
Oh, honey, I'm both. Morning, noon, and night. Hillary Clinton was fed a crap sandwich at the hands of the bulk of the mainstream media. And it wasn't about who won or lost for me, but it was about treating both candidates with equal respect, because this was as close to a tie as one could possibly imagine. And to constantly tout her as the loser, that was another fiction that was perpetrated on the American people. I sense that labels don't matter anymore. Right. I have to look at the person. I have to look at their character. I have to look at the issue, because I think people are, they're sick of it. They want to see somebody who was willing to reach across the aisle and work together and get off their fat duffs, because there's 267 millionaires in Congress. I am sick and tired of them living in a rarefied air and being so busy decrying the other side. And then probably when the cameras are not rolling, they're probably each having a drink together and clapping each other on the back and having a good laugh at the rest of us. I mean, I just believe this is so much kabuki theater, I can't tell you.
Tell your husband I say this in all the kindest ways. I love you. This is great stuff, folks. There is hope for tomorrow.
But if you notice in the convention, he's painted as the star, and then you had Bill Clinton get on and do this brilliant 40-minute speech. You know, Sister Mary Ignatius explains it all for you. And basically explained the man's presidency. Do I remember Claire McCaskill famously also said that her teenage daughter urged her to vote for Obama, because when I make a vote for the welfare of my country, I consult people whose brains aren't fully developed yet. That's how I do it.
President Obama got up talking about the economy. He acts like he just stumbled upon it. Huh, I wonder how we got here. Great, then why would you appoint somebody, Larry Summers, who has been part of your cabal, forgive me, for years, and has not been able to clue you in or solve the problem. Therefore, you do not want to put him in the position that is second in importance only to the president.
I talk to the sidewalk. I mean, I find that what I like to do is anywhere I am, if I'm on the grocery line, I start a conversation with somebody, not to be annoying, of course, but, you know, I like to reach out to people to share a laugh with somebody. I think that the more you raise the spirit, you raise your own and you raise that of the people around you. It just becomes a natural way of being, and it certainly helped me through a lot. My world was very different from the beginning. I started working as a teenager. I started college at 16, worked my way through, and I've never stopped. And that was a couple of years ago. The first job I did out there was Matlock. Now, it's at night. I'm driving a Mercedes up to a very ritzy area in Malibu, and I'm running up the walk going, Peter, your door's open. Peter, you left your door open. And then I find him with a knife sticking out of his heart and let out this blood-curdling gasp. And that's that.
Some of the Hillary haters, I don't think that they'll ever let go. And she could, God forbid, self-immolate on national television, and that wouldn't be enough. And they'd say, well, she didn't do it right. This lady has more guts than any politician I've ever seen, no matter whether you agree with her politics or not.
How will we know that women are empowered and we no longer have to worry about empowering women?
Well, when you don't have violence, when an act of violence against a woman doesn't happen every couple of seconds. When Nicholas Kristof doesn't have to write an article for the New York Times, ironically entitled, Is Rape Serious?
I couldn't get over the cruelty and the injustice of him putting her down, and I saw the devastating effect that this woman, who was in effect a hero, thought so little of herself that to this day she's so afraid that her inadequacies will bleed past her beautiful smile.
You'll know when, you know, the domestic violence is not affecting 32 million people a year.
Broadcasting live from Universal City, California.
In the name of the gun control debate, Paul Rosenthal advised women to practice, wait for it, the buddy system in order to protect themselves. And someone else recommended defending myself with, wait for it, a ballpoint pen. I would like to ask for a moment of silence for everyone to digest the voluminous stupidity of that comment. By your laughter, John, I did not get a moment of silence.
I like to refer to her as old school classy. I hold in my hand here a thank you note that she sent. This, to me, is such a huge statement about who you are.
Why wouldn't I say thank you? You were so gracious to me.
Yeah, and the $100 was nice, too, thank you. No, I'm just,
you give with one hand and you take away with the other. That's so mean.
You've been listening to Anita Findlay, and if you like what you heard, visit me at anitafindlay.com.
F-I-N-L-A-Y.
Thank you for listening. Thank you.